happens if someone calls? Okay, thank you. Right, we have a very, very yisoidistic sugya, a very fascinating sugya, and it has ramifications really to all of learning. Very fascinating. Basically, the Gemara brings in Yevamis, they have a question whether Beit Shammai also kedivreihem. We're skipping to the part of the end of the Gemara. After there was a basco came out that said that we passed him like Beit Siddle. So the Shaila is, after the basco, did Beit Shammai continue to do kedivreihem? So there's one day in the Gemara that no. Once there was a basco, so they can't do kedivreihem. The other day it says that even after the basco, they continue doing kedivreihem because they go like Rabbi Yeshua that holds a maskinka of a basco. What is Rabbi Yeshua? There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia that Rav Ozer ben Hyrcanus had a machlokes with the Rabbanan, and Rav Ozer ben Hyrcanus was a minority opinion, and he went ahead and the Rabbanan disagreed, and he called, said, if I'm not right, a basco should come out and say that I'm right. And sure enough, a basco came out and said he was right. And Rabbi Yeshua said, "Ein mashkichin b'basco, lo b'shamayimi." Really, the lashon of Yeshua there was lo b'shamayimi, which the Gemara interprets it as "Ein mashkichin b'basco." So the Gemara is saying, based on what Rabbi Yeshua says over there in Bar Mitzia, that "Ein mashkichin b'basco, lo b'shamayimi." Therefore, Beit Shammai ignored the basco that said that we pasken like Beit Siddle. Comes our Taisus, and I'm sort of reading Taisus backwards, but it doesn't make it, it's okay. Taisus assumes that we don't pasken like Rabbi Yeshua, because we know, halacha lemaisa, that we do follow this basco that says that we pasken like Beit Siddle. In other words, here our Gemara says that Beit Shammai ignored the basco that says that you don't pasken like Beit Siddle because of Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Yeshua says that a mashkichin b'basco, but we know halacha lemaisa that we pasken like Beit Siddle in all places. There are Gemaras that seem to say the Gemara in Brachas that said if you go like Beit Shammai, you're chayiv misa. Seems to say kipshuto. That's a Gemara. It's a little unclear, but that's the way most people seem to learn Shana the Gemara, even by a regular case. Even the case here was half the prison was Misakim himself, but even without it, many people learn the Gemara seems to say you be Chayim Misa in general. In other words, we paskin, our stimus and halacha, is that we do follow the basco. So even though our Gemara says that Rabbi Beit Shammai did not follow the basco according to one day because they relied on Rabbi Yeshua, Eimashkichim Basco. We paskin, we do follow the basco, so apparently we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. That's what Taisus comes out. Problem is, says Taisus, if we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, so then how come going back to the Gemara and Bava Metzia, why is it that we don't follow the basco over there? Here there was a basco that came out that Rabbi Ozer ben Hyrcanus was right. So the Gemara only over there in Bava Metzia said that we didn't listen to the basco because we're Yeshua. But we see from our Gemara that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. So then we should paskin like Rabbi Ozer ben Hyrcanus. But how do we have this stira that it got to be the basco of came out like Rabbi Ozer ben Hyrcanus? We don't listen to. But the basco of Beit Shammai, Beit Siddle, we do listen to. That's Tavis's kasha. To which Tavis gives two terutza. Tell you the first teretz is, in other words, Tavis's first teretz is that we didn't follow the basco of Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Ozer ben Hyrcanus and Rabbi Metzia for some special reason, because if that basco is only Yotza Likvaido of Rabbi Ozer, there was a special, it was perhaps self-understood that Basco was a Kveda Rav Elazar. It's like I said, an example, if you heard a person speak about someone, Sheva Brachas, and you praise him, you don't rely on that to go ahead and invest with him. Okay, it's understood that a Sheva Brachas, you praise a person, but you don't, it doesn't mean it's true. You know? So the understanding, the Basco by Rav Elazar Hyrcanus was understood, was a special reason. And there's normally, in every normal case, according to Tosfos, basically a Basco is 100% acceptable, except when it's clear from the situation that the Basco didn't mean it. And it's almost like the Basco told you, this I don't mean, because this is a Kveda Rav Elazar. But otherwise, of course we rely on Basco. So Tosfos' first teretz is, that fakir, we totally do not pass in like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, "Ein mashkichim bebasko." We really are mashkichim bebasko, except the basko over there in Bava Metzia. The basko itself almost like told us, you know, I don't really mean this. I'm only saying this for kveda of Rav Elazar. Tell you the second teretz is that in Rav Elazar that basko was again Sarabim. Devadai ain halacha. It's not clear how you read these words. Do you read it devadai ain halacha like the Basco, or devadai ain halacha like Rav Elazar? You know, it's a hasam, but he Basco shoyts the kneged rabbim, the rabban aviruba, devadai ain halacha. So it's not clear. I would have read it, Devadai ain halacha derabbanan, and the Bach reads it, Devadai ain halacha kebasko. Okay, we'll have to, curiosity, why the Bach does that, why he reads it that way. It could be there is something in there, but that's not for the shir basically, but might be connected to the shir, why the Bach switches the simple reading, or he goes out of his way to read it his particular way. But anyway, but either way, over there in Bava Metzia, it's Vada ain halacha, because you're going against the rabbin, and we have a rule, Akre rabbin ahatas. But here, there's a Beis Hillel's a rabbin. So why do we need the Basco? Because it's a Svara Beishai Mechadi Tvei. And without the Basco, we don't know who's better, Mechaditvei or Rabin. There's a Deya that says, seemingly, Bishamai held that Mechaditvei is better. So it's, the Basco is not going against a clear-cut halacha. It's a Safek. Therefore, we rely on the Basco. That's Tosfos' second teretz. So we want to focus on Tosfos' second teretz. Tosfos' second teretz is that the Basco in Bava Metzia, we know for sure, we don't listen to, because we know for sure it's not true, because it's going against a principle of Akre Rabbi Nahatas. But the Basco over here, that we Paskin like Beis Hillel, we listen to, because it could be it is true. It's far, we don't know. We had a Suffolk. Before the Basco, we had a Suffolk. So the Basco was only telling us one of the two stardom that we had. So we have no, we don't know that it's not true. We have no indication, clear indication that it's not true. So there are two kashas on Tosfos, the second teretz. The first kasha is, seemingly, the second teretz does not hold to the first teretz. Which means that, and in fact, in Tosfos, I think in the Bava Metzia, the order is inverse. Which I don't remember which one of the Tosfos, Tosfos in a few places, I don't remember, when the order was inverse. Bava Metzia. Okay, thank you. So Tosfos and Bava Metzia has the inverse order, so that means it's not, Tosfos, the second teretz, is not using the fact that Kveda the Rav Elazar. It's Tam and not Mistavra, because the second teretz doesn't hold to the first teretz, and especially if in Bava Metzia, Tosfos does not quote yet the idea of Kveda the Rav Elazar when he says this teretz. So he's not working with that. So according to the first teretz, so Stamakasha, According to Titus the Second Teretz, you're not working with the Svarik Klai de Rav Ozer. So then, what does it mean? What, the Basco was wrong? How can it, he's saying, over there we didn't finish follow the Basco because the Basco is going against the principle of Loba Shemai, of Loba Shemai, of Rav, and the Gersa again of the Titus says, the Vada ain't Halacha. And the Bach says, the Vada in Alofa Gabasco. How can you say in Alofa Gabasco? Well, the Basco goofed. The Basco made a mistake. How can a Basco make a mistake? So, Bishop Montavis is first Teretz. The Basco didn't make a mistake. The Basco was doing it for Kleida the Rav Elazar. And it was telling, and he told us that, whatever. But according to the second Teretz, it doesn't seem to be holding a Kleida the Rav Elazar. So what's Slavis saying? We don't follow that Basco because that Basco is wrong. How can you say a Basco's wrong? Bascos don't make mistakes. It doesn't sound right. Edomai, Zetman the Fun, so we'll make a schmooze. Zetman the Fun, oh, okay, you're following a schmooze, that even a Basco can make a mistake. Okay, maybe. Doesn't sound right, but okay. But then the second gosh is, now that we make our schmooze, that Zetman the Fun, that a Basco makes a mistake, so then why over here do we follow the Basco that Halacha like Besito? You see already, the Basco doesn't have such a good track record. You see in Baba Metzia, that Basco made a mistake. There are only, as far as I know, there's only two places in Shas where the Basco at least came out to tell me how he passed it. In Baba Metzia, he came out how to pass it. We don't listen to that Basco. Even though he didn't come out for Tvay de Rav Elazar. But stop. We say, ah, he's wrong. He went ahead. He obviously blew it because the Basco didn't know the basic pusik in the Torah. Wow, what a little mistake. You know, Vapi Rabin Ahatos, he goofed it. Now we come to over here. The Basco comes out and said, we pass it like Beis Hiddo. Well, we have no indication he's wrong. Okay, that's true. But I don't know if I want to trust this Basco anymore. You know, he goofed yesterday. He goofed on the Rav Elazar. So why don't? So maybe he goofed again. Right? So those are the two problems on the Taifis Kasha. Taifis' second answer. One is how is it shayach that a Basco made a mistake? And two, once we see the Basco makes a mistake, so why are we relying on it? So there's a Birkas Avram that he answers both questions. And the first question that he says, how is it possible Basco made a mistake? He says, it's not that the Basco made a mistake. The Basco has its agendas. Now he says, just like Tovis in the first Teretz says is an agenda, Kvayda the Rav Elazar, there could be other agendas. It could be Kvayda the Rav Elazar, it could be the Nasos, or it could be Mate Oshar Tamid, which means that he's basically saying, that listen, we don't understand Bascos. Bascos are much, much smarter than us, just the opposite. And because they're much more smarter than us, there could be many, many other agendas that we are totally unaware of, whether it's Kvayda the Rav Elazar, or Kvayda the Joe Schmo, or something that's gonna happen in 500 years from now, or some, whatever cheshbon, they have the Basco who knows the future, the present, who knows, I don't know if Bascos know the future, I take it back, they only Hashem know the future. But he knows everything in the world is going on. So the Basco, which is much smarter than us, can have all kinds of agendas, or he could be in an Anasos, it could be for other things. So therefore, it's not that the Basco by Rav Elazar made a mistake. It had its agenda. There was an agenda why the Basco intentionally said the wrong thing. Okay? So that explains the first kasha. Not Chas V'Shalom, the Basco made a mistake. But it had an agenda. What was its agenda? I don't know, because I don't understand Basco's. Now we get to the second kasha. Okay, so now that you're telling me that Basco's can have an agenda, and they're not so reliable because they might have some agenda, so how do we rely on the Basco to say that Halacha Kibesidu? So what it sounds like the Birkas Avram is saying, because ain't so lofish, because even though it's possible, but it's not probable. It can happen, but there has to be some special agenda. How often is there a special agenda that you don't know about? It's not so probable that there's special agendas. So therefore, when we know for sure there must have been a special agenda, in Bava Metzia, we know for sure there must have been a special agenda. According to Tivus, first Tarsus is because we know what the special agenda is. According to Tivus and second Tarsus, we work backwards. We know that it's wrong, so there was a special agenda. But cause man that we don't know there's a special agenda, and we have no indication that they're wrong, so we have no indication that there was a special agenda. So therefore, we don't assume there's a special agenda. In other words, in a certain sense, according to Pirkei Avraham, the two terutzim are similar. They're both saying that we basically rely on a basco, except when the basco has an agenda. First teretz is, in Bar Metzia, we knew the basco had an agenda, because we know what the agenda is, because we know it's Kvayder of Elazar. The second teretz is saying that in Bar Metzia, we figured out backwards that there was a special agenda, because look, he said something that's wrong. Obviously, Bascos don't make mistakes. Must be there was an agenda. Okay, so if you ignore it, he has an agenda. He's saying something wrong. But min hastam, we don't assume a Basco has an agenda. And therefore, even though we don't know what his agendas are, we don't assume that. And maybe that we trust the Basco. That's the second time. So we asked in the shir that we thought that the Birkas Avram's Teretz was somewhat daifik. In general, it's a little funny, someone pointed out that, you know, like we don't really understand Basco's. So, ain't sort of selfish. I mean, how do you know? You know, maybe Basco's always have agendas. No, it's not Mistavra. Like, once you admit that you don't understand what the Basco's agendas are, and you admit that there could be timing, that you don't know what they are, so how do you know how frequent and infrequent it is? Like Chazal knew, you have to say, according to the Birkas Avraham, Chazal, obviously they understood Baskos better than us, and even though Baskos can have agendas and we don't know what those agendas are, but they knew that that's infrequent. Okay, it's a little mundane. Like once the Baskos can have agendas, so maybe those agendas come up all the time. Maybe the Nasos comes up all the time. Like, how do you know? Okay, but that was a pickbook. But the second kasha we asked was the Bekiyas kasha, is that according to the Birkas Avraham, it comes out that there really is room to be mefakbek even against the Basco that says we paskin like Beis Hillel, because there is a possibility that the Basco had an agenda. The only thing is, it's ain't lofish. You don't have to be nervous. But what if a person's a tzaddik? What if a person's a tana, a tarfin? He wants to be the mamish, a tzaddik, yisayleilam. And maybe they had an agenda. It is possible. The Birkas Avraham is not saying they definitely did not have an agenda. He just says, ain't tzarech lofish. Ain't tzarech lofish means it's not, you know, that the Torah does not obligate you to be nervous. But we know tzaddikim. That's group of what makes a tzaddik is a tzaddik. That the bigger tzaddikim are nervous even when there's a small possibility, even when it's a minor possibility, as long as there's no birur vadayis. If there's a birur vadayis, then you're not allowed to, then it's ridiculous to be nervous. But if it's not a halachically a birur vadayis, an ein tzarech lachish is not a birur vadayis, and the ein tzarech lachish just means that it's improbable. Improbable is not a raiv, and improbable does not have the halachas of a raiv. Paskin the Torah's Vaday, that Be'ez Hashem will learn in Kitten, that Losh Chiyach does not make something into a Vadayas. Only Rav makes a Vadayas, and it's not, Shnei, they're not the same. Rav has special parameters, but it's something that's Ein Tzarech Lachish is not a Vaday, it's just Ein Tzarech Lachish. So the Bekiyas, we have Bekiyas in many places. I photocopied. And I really should have found a better one later, but I photocopied in the bottom of the sheet today that we say Beishamai Bemakom Beisido Eino Mishnah. This is a Chavis Yor, and he quotes the last four lines, quotes the Rif and the other people, Taisus, in a few places. And what Pshat is the Ratz of Omar Eino Mishnah the Divrei Beishamai Betelim the Gamri Kido Lo Nisker. V'nizker mishar plukta de tanoim. Even though we have other places, we have machlekes tanoim, and we have Klolei Hapsak, but this is worse than you know, we have, and other people also have Klolei Hapsak, how we passed him. But this is a special din, that Beis Shammai, they're completely out. It's Ke'ido no Nisgiru. It's as if they never said it. Why? Because it was a Basco. The Basco told us that we passed like Beiners. Without the Basco, you wouldn't have known, because we don't know what's better, Roiv or Chadidi Tvei. The Basco tells us that the Roiv wins. And therefore, the Basco is Klor. It's 100% Klor based on the Basco. And therefore, Beis Shammai is Ketanim Negamri, Ketanim Negamri. And that's the Gemara in Brachis and Yud Aleph that I didn't, should have put on the sheet, that says that you're Chayim Misa if you follow Beis Shammai. So here, according to the Birkas Avraham, the whole you say is that it could be the Basco could be wrong. Because not wrong, the Basco could be has an agenda. Sometimes Baskos have agendas that we don't know about. Could be the Nassos. It could be for time in Acherim, right? We don't know. Oshar timing. Could be. We don't know. We don't understand Basco, so we don't know what the agendas the Basco has. But Ein Tzorech Lachish. So if it's Ein Tzorech Lachish, so that means that there's a Miyat. So there's a Miyat. So then it shouldn't be that the total Beis Shammai is totally off. Just the opposite. There is a possibility that Beis Shammai is right. That Beis Shammai, there is, because it could be that the Basco is not reliable, and Beis Shammai was right. And if a person will be a tzaddik, it could be, it would be a good thing, according to the Birkas Avraham, to be machmir. You're talking about only the chumrah. What does it hurt? Maybe 1 out of 100, 1 out of 1,000. Maybe the Basco had an agenda. Maybe the Beis Shammai is right, and therefore I want to be machmir like Beis Shammai. Why? What would be wrong? It'd be fakir. It'd be a very, should be very praiseworthy. So therefore, we did not, decided not like the Birkas Avraham, because according to him, it sounds like that there is room to say we paskin like Beis Shammai, or we, that there's a that be, possibility, not paskin, it's a possibility that Beis Shammai could be right, even at the end of the day. And it's mashma from the Svarim, from the Bikiyas, from the Halacha, that we say Chayim Misa, that it's not even a slight possibility in Halacha that Beis Shammai is right. Okay. So, okay, there's, I have another problem. I'm not sure how to, one, I'm going to say a pshat. I'm not sure where to start, from which angle. So I'll start with the site. I have another problem in the sugya. Maybe. They're the very, very yesidistic sites. It's one of the most yesidistic sites in Shas. You have to know this site. There's a, the Ksais goes ahead and says, he's writing his sefer. Maybe I'm going to make a mistake. I think Ksais is a genius, and etc. But even the Ksais can make a mistake. And there's, it's brought down, he brings a Zayar, that the Megana upon him, the Torah Shaloka Hilfisa, is a terrible Aveira. It's one of the worst Aveiras. So I'm nervous. I'm writing a sefer. I'm going to write Chidushim. There's a very big mitzvah to say Chidushim in Torah. Chai Velazhin said he'd give up always, I think, Tfilis for one Chiddush, but, you know, but what if I'm wrong? Say a Chiddush, Megara, Bonim, and Torah, Shoka, Hilfasa, terrible thing. So the Ksai says, I'm nervous. So he says, you don't have to be nervous. Why don't I have to be nervous? Because he quotes a Ran in his Drushes, and basically the Ran quotes a number of Gemaras, but including in the Gemaras that he quotes is this Gemara of Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus, that here, and the way he quotes it is that the Rabbana knew for sure that Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus was right, but on the topic of Indian, on the topic of Indian, they knew that it was Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus proved that in that he's really right in Shemayim when Torah was given at Har Sinai with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, who meant Hashem meant like Rav Elazar ben Hyrcanus. But Aval Pi Kein came along Rabbi Yeshua and said, Lo b'Shamayim hi. What does Lo b'Shamayim hi? Means that Hashem gave Torah to Bnei Adam. So when we put on tefillin, and we put on tefillin of Rashi, if we come up to Shemayim, and they tell you, you know what, at Har Sinai, Hashem said, tefillin like Rabbeinu Tam, and you, your whole life, you never put on kosher tefillin, so we just, you know, stick out our tongue and say, ha ha ha, and you, you know, don't care. My tefillin, the Torah is given to Bnei Adam, and my tefillin is kosher. If I care, and if I would have worn Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, I know, maybe it's not a good example. It wouldn't have been, but it's a different example, then it wouldn't be kosher, because halacha is governed by what Bnei Adam paskin, not by what Hashem paskins. It's not relevant what you think, Hashem. You went ahead, and when you gave the Torah, you made it conditional. The mitzvah is to wear tefillin like the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin, like Bez and Shomata say. So it's not, my opinion doesn't count. It's what Bez and Shomata say. That's what counts. So when we wear tefillin of Rashi, we're 100% yeshiva mitzvah. There's no problem of something bracha about Torah. Therefore, it says excites, and that's John in the Gemara, Rav Ozer ben Hyrcanus. So, Einachinami, Rav Ozer ben Hyrcanus, you brought a basco. You're right. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees to you. But we don't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't think Hashem like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that halacha is governed by us. That's what he quotes this Kedush, Rosh Haran. That's John in the Gemara, that's John Rav Yeshua. So, Rav Yeshua said, Lo b'shamayimi. We don't care, you're right. Very nice, Rav Ozer ben Hyrcanus. You are mechaving the Das Elyon. The Bas tells you that in Bez and Shemaida they agree with you, but that's not relevant because we go by us. The halacha is nikva by what Bnei Adam think, and this is what Bnei Adam think. And therefore it says, excise, I'm allowed to say Machi Dushe Torah, because when, even if I'm a Ruam Shat, I'm not over in Megad upon the Torah Shalokah Hilkasa, because this becomes Torah. And not only am I not over in Megad upon Shalot Torah Kehilkasa, but I'm Mekayim the Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. And this is the Yisayid for all Torah. When we learn, it's in Yeshiva, we work on a Pentasis. You know, we spend a week on Taisis. We spend a week on the Marshal Chanan Taisis. We spend a week on the Plain Shua Chanan Taisis. What's going to happen if we come up to Shemayim and they tell us, hey, you know, the Plain Shua got Ruam Shad. Plain Shua was arguing with the Marsha. The Marsha had right shot, not the Plain Shua. You lucked out. You spent a week working on the Plain Shua. You should have worked on the Marsha. Or you know what? They both got Ruam Shad because Rashi was right and the Taisis was wrong. Right? There's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisis. So, you know, then maybe Rashi's right and Taisis is wrong. And even if Tavis is right, maybe the Marsha is right and the Plain Shua is wrong. You know, so why we spend, how can we spend so much time? Maybe it's Bittul Torah. Just learn Daf Yomi. That already is Vaday Torah. But we go ahead, we work on the Reshivas Popusher. It's possible that maybe he's also wrong. You know, we're Bittul Torah. Torah says it's all based on this site. This is based on the Drashas Haran, that Torah is not governed by what's in Shemayim. Torah is governed by what Bez and Shomata say. And that's how we're able to do Psak Halacha. That's Rav Moshe, the first Halacha. Ain't a dine in the mash, ain't a rice. You go ahead and your Pesach says, I told the guys in Eretz Yisrael, in CCJ, I was there, you come to the Shaila, when you in a Ben Chutz Eretz in Eretz Yisrael, how many days Yontif do you keep? Rav Moshe Paskins, you keep two? And Rav Avadja Yosef said, you keep one? So therefore, on the second day, on Simchas Torah, you have all the Ashkenazim, they're making brachas of Yontif, they're not putting on tefillin, they're making Kiddush, they're saying Hallel, we're dancing Simchas Torah, and the Sfardim are with their cameras taking pictures. Wait, what's going on here? Someone's doing an Aveira. Where's the Yiras Shamayim? You know, maybe Rav Avadja Yosef is right, and I shouldn't make a brach on Kiddush, or maybe the Ramesh is right, and I should take a picture. But the answer is the same thing. It's Loba Shamayimi, you follow, there's no right and wrong, it's right and wrong. You're following your Das, your Rebbe, your Messiah, and that becomes MS. So what's the MS? There's two MSs. If you're a Talmud of Avadja Yosef, that's the MS Torah. If you're a Talmud of Moshe, that's the MS Torah. This is the ABCs of Torah. Problem is, that the whole Ran basis on the Gemara in Bar Mitzia, that we didn't listen to the Basco of Rav Ozer ben Hyrcanus. And Taisus says that's not pshat. Our Taisus, our Taisus says we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the one that said over there in Bar Mitzia, ain't mashkichin be Basco. And our Taisus says that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. Because according to Rabbi Yeshua, we wouldn't listen to the Basco of Hiddo and Beishama either. You know why we didn't listen to the Basco over there? According to David's first there, it's for a side reason. Because we knew it was a Kvaito to Rabbi Ozer. Nothing to do with the whole Yisrael of the Ran, of this whole Ashkafa. Throw out the whole Ashkafa. But care, we would have listened to the Basco. If Lu Yisur with the Basco would not have been explained to the Rav Ozer, according to Tavis' first tarot, we would have listened. Uh-oh, what happened? All Tavis just went down the tubes. According to Tavis, Tavis argues the whole Yisur, the ABCs of Hashkafis HaTaira, according to Tavis, we can't do it anymore. Because Tavis, the whole Ran was brought a raya from that Gemara. You're not right. He showed from that Gemara that we don't listen to Baskos because we follow Das Torah given to Bnei Adam. So, what do you mean? But Taivis says we would have listened to the Basco. If not for the fact that the Basco is Mishum Kvaido, we would listen. Second Taivis also says we listen to the Basco because according to the Birkas Avraham, it ain't Losfish. The Basco over there, because we have reason to suspect it wasn't real. So what's going on here? So the Torah is a base, I believe I heard this answer from, I don't know, not necessarily here, but I heard this answer from the Shiva that's out. And that is just an interesting, I don't know how much we go up on tangents, but a very interesting Hashkafa that Ramesha, based on this hashkafa that he, this introduction that he has in his sefer of Ein Adayin and Amash Ein Avrais, which is based on this Gemara of the Basco, of Rav Ozer ben Hyrcanus, so Rav Moshe explains why he's allowed to paskin, and also why he's allowed to argue with earlier paskin, even though Avada and earlier paskin are greater than him, but Ein Adayin and Amash Ein Avrais, and that's what Rav Moshe does. Those who know Rav Moshe's tshuvas, he's very often, he does argue even with earlier people, including the very first tshuva in Igros Moshe. He argues with Rav Shlomo Kluger, who was about 120 years earlier than him, on what is the size of a yarmulke. So Shiva held very stark that you're not allowed to argue with gedolim that are earlier from earlier generations. She was very makdi because of that on a yarmulke. Those who know that he did not accept Rav Moshe's heter of small yarmulkes. He was very big into big yarmulkes. But he held that you got to follow. If Rav Shlomo Kluger argues with Rav Moshe, so Rav Shlomo Kluger is obviously right and Rav Moshe is wrong. And we follow Rav Shlomo Kluger. Aye, what do you mean? But Rav Moshe brings a raya, ain't a dying at Ed Amash, ain't a rice. It's a beferish of Chazal. And he has raya from... So Rav Shiva said, yeah, ain't a dying of mash, ain't a rice. Didn't you read Rav Shlomo Kluger? There's ain't a rice. So look at the Befeish Rav Shlomo Kluger. Well, I have a kasha. But this is Befeish Rav Shlomo Kluger. That's part of ain't a rice. Ain't a rice. You see that there's a gadol from 200 years ago who says something. That's ain't a rice. In other words, the fact that the fact that Taisus, going back to our sugya, the fact that our Taisus holds that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, Enoch Inami, it slugs up the Ran's Raya, but it doesn't slug up his Hashkafa. The Ran's Hashkafa was that Torah is given to Bnei Adam, and we don't, and it doesn't make a difference what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, thinks. If you're following Bnei Adam, that's Torah. Bnei Adam are supposed to paskin based on their seifa. And if the fact that you come up like Hermeva Eshem, the Ksais is Rang a Chiddush, and he thinks it's Emes of Shat, and now he's going to come up to Shemayim after Meva Eshem, and they tell him he got Ruam Shat, he's not over a Megad upon a Torah, Choke Ilvazah, but Adirabah, he's Megayim the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's the Ksais' Yisrael. Even Tosis, who holds that we don't pass in like Rabbi Yeshua, also agrees to that Yisai. Of course, ain't it if the Torah is given to Bnei Adam. Except that Tosis holds that if we argue Rabbi Yeshua, the Basco is one of the things that Bnei Adam are supposed to take into consideration. A Ben Adam is supposed to take in consideration every single factor that's Biyadenu. If you have Rav Shlomo Kluger, so you take that into consideration. If you have a Basco, you also take that into consideration. That's in the realm of Ein of Rice. But if you had no Basco and no Rav Shlomo Kluger, and you said a Chiddush, and you worked on the Plain Yeshua, and you had no way to know that it's wrong, in Fakirat you have a right to assume it's right, and then you come up to Shemayim and they tell you it's wrong, then of course, Ein of Dayan and Shema Shein of Rice. Of course, the no one argues with the Yisai of the Ran. The Ran brought a raya from Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Yeshua goes, as Avait, that even when there's a Basco, which for sure is Megada, Das Torah, Das Shemayim, Rabbi Yeshua holds that we don't hold it a Basco, because the Torah is given to Bnei Adam. The Rishonim, the people that say we pass, like Rabbi Yeshua or Rabbi Yeshua himself, with John Rabbi Yeshua himself, even better, ask Rabbi Yeshua himself, or Tovis who says we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua, they also agreed to the Yisoid of the Ran. The Yisoid of the Ran is basic, animamins. But they hold that a Basco is one of the factors that a Dayan is mechuyev to take. You have to have your eyes open. And your eyes open, you have to take everything into consideration that you have. So if there's a Basco, that also should be taken into consideration. Just like if you had a Raya from a Diag and a Lashon in the Gemara. Oh, I have a shayla. I don't know what the halach is. I found the mashmois in the Gemara. So that's an ain of rice. So Basco is also an ain of rice. And Shlomo Kluger is also an ain of rice. Right? You know, the fact that I have a Basco, obviously the Basco is going to tell me the emes. So that's a raya. So that's not a stira to the principle of ain of rice. So now we can have very good. We say it like this. The first teretz of Tosfos holds, Rabbi Yeshua holds, no, Baskos don't count. They don't go into consideration of Ein of Reis, like the Fidushi Aran, like the Aran and the Drushes, saying only Ein of Reis is what you're learning, your own learning the Sugya. You don't even look at the Basco as far as Ein of Reis, and therefore you ignore the Basco, even though you know the Basco is telling you Das Elyon. Makes no difference. You paskin based on how you learned the sugya. Okay, that's Rabbi Yeshua, and that's how the drushes around is going. Tovis says we obviously don't paskin that way because we follow the Basco. The Basco came that we paskin like Beis Hillel. Obviously, we took the Basco seriously. We didn't know. Okay, but now we know because the Basco told us, and we know the Basco is Das Elyon. So now we know. So we pass. So now, and once we know 100%, not like the Pirkas Avram. We know 100% based on the Basco. And therefore, if you go ahead and you pass on like a Beis Shama, there's a tain on you. Yichayimisa. There's no suffix. It's 100%. 100% because of Basco. We rely on the Basco. We know 100%. There's no possibilities. Baskos don't lie, and Baskos don't make mistakes, and Baskos don't have agendas like the Pirkas Avram said. And therefore I know 100% that the halach is like Beis Hillel. Fine, of course you have to follow Beis Hillel. Aye, how come you don't follow the Basco by Rebbe Wasser? So Tovis first teretz is because there the Basco didn't mean it. The Basco told me, shh, listen, by the way, I'm just saying this according to Rebbe Wasser, but don't take it seriously. Okay, first teretz. Second teretz says, says as follows, we understand, is that there's a qualification that we go in the middle. We know that whenever we have a machlekes, it's always nice to go in the middle. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yeshua holds, you never listened even to a Basco. Ein mashgichin be Basco. Even the Basco of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we don't listen to. The other day holds, Tosfos, first teretz holds. Now we do listen to Baskos. It was only that particular Basco we don't listen to because the Basco never meant it. Because the Basco told us he's only coming in further of Ozer. Right? So you got a nice big machlokes. From one extreme we have Rabbi Yeshua, who says, Ein mashkichim the Basco, never, never, never. That doesn't go into the realm of Dayan Reis. Dayan Reis has to be what you learn the sugya. You can't take into consideration what you heard from a Basco. That's not kosher evidence when you're making your cheshbon based on Dayan Reis. Masha Ein of Reis. Tovis in his first era says, our sugya holds, no, you're allowed to bring in the Basco for Ein of Reis. It's only if the Basco you know never did mean it. Titus in his second tirus, it goes in the middle. He says sometimes you're allowed to use the Basco for evidence to make Mash Ein of Reis, and sometimes not. If the Basco in your brain makes absolutely no sense, and there's no way you can rectify that Basco with the Torah, so then you're not allowed. Then Rabbi Yeshua is right. Then I go in the mid, like his sheet. Then we don't follow a Basco. That's not called Reyes when it makes no sense. When it mamish a plea atum, you say, well, the Basco must be right, but I don't know how. Well, it makes no sense to you. So if it makes no sense, so then it's not called Ein of Reyes. But if the Basco makes perfect sense, because before the Basco came along, you mamish had a shaita. You had a shaita. What's better, Reyes or Chadidi? You had a shayla. You had two studim. And it could be it's a shayla. It wasn't that say even a shayla in Svara. It was either a shayla in Svara. It might have been a shayla in how you read the psukim. Shayla in Drasha. It seems that's what they, Marsha maybe said, right? So that the you have a shayla in how to read the Drasha. You have two ways. You're not sure how to read the Torah. Comes along the Basco, and the Basco says that Beis Hillel's right. Okay? So the Basco is not saying something wild. The Basco is just a simon that this Svara or this way to read the Torah is correct. So what if I had a diuk? What if I found a Rashi that I had a Shaita? I have a Svara, I know what the right Svara, and I have a diuk and Rashi which shows me which is the right way to go. So that's called Ein of Reis. So why is a Basco any different? I have a Shaita. I don't know which way to go. I have two Stadim. The Basco is Machria. Show me which way to go. So of course, in other words, we're saying like this. A Basco is 100% always Emes. Not like the Birkas Avraham. We're saying, Tovis in the second Teretz holds that a Basco is always, always 100% Emes. The reason why we didn't follow the Basco in Rabbi Ozer's case is like the Drasha Aran says. The Drasha Aran says the Feirich that the reason why we didn't follow the Basco over there is because even though we knew 100% sure that Basco is correct, but there's a halacha of ain't a diet and a mash ain't a rice. Torah is given the play of them. The Drasha Aran says it. Now, I'm not sure if Drasha Aran's dying with type is a shita. They say the rabbi maybe argues with Tosis, but okay, but the mice of that hashkafa is a valid hashkafa. The Drush of the Ran says Beferish, and Rabbi, we know 100% sure that Rabbi Ozer was right based on the Basco and based on all the Nisim, and we know for sure that in Shemayim he's 100% right, but we didn't follow him because ain't a dying and a mash ain't of rice. Aye, if there's a principle of ain't a dying and a mash ain't of rice, the Torah is given to Bnei Adam, not to Shemayim. So then how can we listen to the Basco Beis Hillel Beis Shammai? Teretz is because there, the Basco is being megada to us that the Svara that we had before the Basco is correct. That you're allowed to use. You're allowed to use the Basco, not just allowed, you're obligated to use a Basco. A Basco is information. It's no different than a diak from Rashi or Shlomo Kluger. You know? A Basco is a form of information where the information tells you that Zemin the Fun, that this Svar is right. So he's not, but it's only, it's different than in Rabbi Wozner's case where the Basco is contradicting the rule of Akri Rabbi Mahatas, and there's no way I can figure out an answer for that. Now, there obviously is an answer because a Basco's right. But Chazal couldn't figure out an answer. And once the Chazal can't figure out an answer, how the Basco could be, the Basco is telling you that for some reason, we don't say Akhri Rabban Ahatos here. Okay, Basco, Muna, I believe you, 100% you're right. But it doesn't make sense to me. So the Chidusha, the Drasha Zoran says, Halacha, we don't listen to such a Basco. But the Basco by Beishame Beisiro, which could make sense, does make sense. So then, Fakir, so why shouldn't we listen to it? The Basco is a valid simon, that this is what Hashem is saying, and it makes sense, so it fits into the Torah. So it isn't together a mash ein of rice, because Bezin are allowed to use any and every form of evidence is part of ein of rice. Ein of rice isn't, and as Rabbi Yeshua holds, ein of rice is only the Torah. But we who argue Rabbi Yeshua hold that ein of rice can include other things also. So we're allowed to use the Basco as ein of rice. Bezin, did you see the Basco? So ein of dynamash, ein of rice. So take into consideration the Basco. Oh, of course I'll take into consideration the Basco. That's part of the ein of rice. I saw a Basco that was very impressive. I take it into consideration. And the Basco told me that this is the Yashris and Svara, that Roy beats Chidude, and that's how you read the Psukim in the Torah. Oh, okay. So then I'll go ahead, and that's how we pass it. So Mimeda, okay, so that's basically the what I try and say, that the second Teretz is in the middle. The second Teretz is in the middle between Rabbi Yeshua and the first Teretz. Rabbi Yeshua holds that you never use a Basco at all. Even in the Beishai Beisiddo, you'll never use a Basco because of Loba Shamayimi. First Teretz would hold that you always use a Basco, assuming the Basco, unless the Basco says, I didn't mean that. So obviously that's not a Basco. It's just, see, the Basco didn't, but basically if the Basco says something, we rely on it. And the middle Teretz, and Tavis, the second Teretz says that in order for a Basco to be legitimate, not to have the problem that Torah is given to Bnei Adam, not to Bnei Shemayim, it has to be that the Basco makes sense. And there's a way of rectifying it in the, according to Chazal. Okay. Therefore, we would use such a Basco. Okay. Now the only question is that the quotes here a second Chidushe Aran, Drushes Aran, that says that seems to say not like me. He seems like even if you stop to Achamim the Dover, you can't use a Basco. I'm saying that if you had according to these Tavis' second Teretz and Tavis' first Teretz for sure, if you were Yistapku B'Davar, you could use a Basco. It's only when you can't figure out any solution, you can't use a Basco. And he wants to bring a Raya, you have to go through it, that in Yistapku B'Davar, you can't have a Basco. But I think that was a different suffix. It was, the case there was, that like we had a recollection that there was some halacha about something. Remember halacha, they forgot the term. There was some halacha about something you're supposed to do with apples. What was that halacha about apples? I don't remember. So Yeshua, so go give us with Nevuah, what was the halacha of apples? So that's what he means. Even though you know that there's some halacha, you can't go ahead and rely on a Basco or a Nevuah to tell you the halacha. But over here, in China, we have a pasuk. We have a pasuk, we have a mikar, we have a das Torah of Rabin beats Chidude. It's not like we're just, because we have a suffix, because we remember there was some kind of halacha, and I forgot what the halacha was, but I know there's some halacha somewhere, so use the basco to tell me what the suffix is. Right? It's a different type of suffix. It's here the suffix has two studim that are based on real Torah de Kesvaris. So when you have two studim based on Torah de Kesvaris, then everyone would agree, that's what I would like to claim, or at least, I don't know about not Rabbi Yeshua, but Taifas holds that besides Rabbi Yeshua, you could use a Basco, and you could use Nevuah for such a case. And in fact, there's a, There's even a sefer called Shemaya Shuz Min Shemayim, maybe Paskin Shaita is based on Nevuah, of the asking it to the Yo, Navi, whatever. But that would be legitimate because their pshat is, there was a Shaita, you had the two Stadim before you asked the Shaita. So the just in the Yo, Navi, or the Basco, is just telling you which side is right. That's not, according to the Taivis, according to Das Taivis, that's not an infringement on the principle of Lava Shemayim. But in a case where the Basco would stop, come along and tell you something that you had no basis, just stop, tell you a new halacha that you never heard of, that everybody agrees that that's called Lava Shemayim, and we would not listen to such a Basco. Early. Okay, I finished early. Did I do that? Sorry.